The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger. Featuring former defensive star and three-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason Peter under the helmet. With Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell.
We are getting you ready for Super Bowl 46, the New England Patriots and the New York Giants. And we are so glad to have along with us our NFL guy and source. That, of course, is Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. And Jason, did you think back in the fall that these were going to be the two teams that would be in the Super Bowl?
Well, I think if you had said New England and New York, I don't think people would think you're crazy, but I think both teams had a lot of questions heading into the season, and certainly at the halfway point, I don't think there was anybody who thought the New York Giants would make it. I mean, they came out of the gates full steam ahead and really started off the season well. I think they were at 6-2 or 7-2, and then the next thing you know, they were at 500, and they were just fighting to get a spot in the playoffs, and you know, they had the big win against Dallas, and they win the conference, and then they're in the playoffs, and it's a similar run, and I'm not the first person to say it. It's a similar run as to what they had back in 07, where they just kind of got into the playoffs, and they got this momentum, and now they're dangerous. Not to say that New England isn't. I think when people think New England, they think Tom Brady, they think offense. I think over the past few years, the defense really has been the Achilles heel of that team. And if you've watched New England play the last couple games, their defense has really stepped up. So you're going to get a good defensive battle, I think, in the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, you are spot on, because that's one of the big storylines, talking about Tom Brady against the New York Giants defense. How are they going to do? But I want to kind of get your thoughts on just, I know you're a defensive guy, but what about Tom Brady versus Eli Manning? Who has the advantage here?
I don't know. It's hard to look at it that way, as to say one guy has a better shot than the other. I think you both. Both teams have excellent quarterbacks. I think Tom Brady is in a category by himself. I mean, if you took the whole group of quarterbacks from around the league, there are a handful of them that have played, I think, up to a certain level. But over the length of their career, you can't argue with trying to win your fourth Super Bowl here. And he's a guy that's just, he's had continued success. Now Eli, on the other hand, he's got a Super Bowl under his belt. I think what he's done with his career is tremendous, because everybody kind of had Peyton as, he's the benchmark. He's the guy that not just his younger brother has to try to match his accomplishments, but everybody around the league. I mean, There are questions as to who the most dominant quarterback, or who's the best, the most productive, and Peyton certainly, you know, arguably is that guy. But in the end, I think you're all kind of measured by how many Super Bowls you've won, and Brady certainly holds the edge there. And now Eli has a chance to surpass Peyton, and we don't know if Peyton will ever play again. You know, that's kind of going to be a hot topic during the off season. But I think both teams have elite quarterbacks, and let's face it, in the NFL today, I don't think you can get by without having an elite quarterback, because the system, the rules of the new NFL are set up for quarterbacks and good quarterbacks to really excel.
Well, it certainly is an intense debate between Eli Manning versus Tom Brady, but I just think back, you know, a week ago, it just, Brady's coming off a poor performance against, truly one of the best defenses in the NFL. And Eli, I mean, he had a pretty darn good game, solid performance.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, you can rattle both of these guys. I think Tom Brady, if you hit him and you hit him early, I think you can kind of get in his head, and I think teams have shown that to be true. But I think the same goes for most quarterbacks, unless you're a guy like a Tebow who he's not a true pocket passer. He's not sitting back there and thinking, gosh, am I going to get a year hold this play? He's a guy that's constantly moving around. They're getting him out of the pocket. They're doing things. He's used to getting hit. He's used to running the football. There are some of these other guys like the Tom Brady's and the Eli's where they are pure pocket passers, and they don't like to get hit, and they like those offensive lines need to kind of build that barrel around them and make sure that they don't get touched. And I think if you can kind of crack that egg, so to speak, and you can get to the yolk, which is the quarterback, I think you can create some major problems. And both teams, their defensive lines, I think if you had to rate them amongst the other defensive lines in the NFL, the way that these two have played over the past 3-4 weeks, it would be hard to find two better defensive lines around the NFL.
We are so glad you're along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. As always, we like to direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. And we also want to direct you to Jason's website. That, of course, is jasonpeter.com. He's got some great, great stuff on there. You know, you talked a little bit about the defensive line between these teams and, of course, the quarterback matchup. What about the coaches? What about the head coaches?
Well, I think Belichick is kind of, you know, the same way I talked about Peyton as kind of that benchmark guy in terms of production and being able to execute an offense. I think Belichick is kind of the same in terms of being a head coach. He's won multiple Super Bowls, and he kind of is, I think, what people, or maybe younger coaches that are getting into the business, what they strive to achieve. And he's a guy who he doesn't let people inside to let you know how he operates for the most part, at least when it gets down to the details. He's a guy that's very private. I think that's part of his allure. I think that's part of what makes him so interesting. Obviously, he comes with controversy, and some of his tactics and how he's gone about, I think, maybe some opponent information, but he's still the head coach of the New England Patriots. Obviously, the league didn't think it was that bad where they decided you can't coach anymore, but he's a guy who knows exactly what what he wants to do and what his team wants to do. And I've said before, I mean, he's a guy that he breaks down every single player that plays for the other team, and he knows their strengths and their weaknesses, and he draws up a plan where he's going to just attack that guy, and he kind of just sticks all of his eggs in one basket, so to speak, and he's that confident in his game plan. On the other side of the ball with Tom Coughlin, you've got kind of more of that old school coach. Now, he's not as old school as he used to be. He used to have kind of this line of rope that he used to put when he was in Jacksonville around the field. And if you were a player, you stepped into that line, you stepped into that kind of square, then helmet had to be on, buckled up. You're in kind of that football zone, and you didn't tolerate, laughing with somebody if you were inside that rope. And
right.
He was one of the kind of those drill sergeant type guys, and he's loosened the reins a little bit. I think you have to with today's athlete, but whatever changes he's made, he's been able to have success. I mean, you have a team, like I said, that started off great, and then they go into a slump, and he was still able to keep, I think, their attention. And he never lost the team. And I think that says a lot about a head coach when he was put in that situation.
We're getting you ready for Super Bowl 46, still 1 week away. And we look forward to catching up with Jason Peter next weekend as he will be breaking it all down for you and giving us the full preview. We'll also take time to recap National Signing Day and hear about some of the new Cornhuskers and new Sooners and Frogs and all that other good stuff. So, Jason, we are short on time. We got to let you go, but we look forward to catching up with you next week. Stay warm, okay?
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just one moment.